Okay, ladies, I know this sounds a little bit different today, but that is because it is a bonus episode. We are hoping to be including more of these in the future, and this one just kind of happened by accident because I had the ladies on the show yesterday talking about flower therapy, Becca Lux, Katie Duckett, and Shell Bruzis, and it was only after I felt like I turned off the recording that the goods really started flowing, that they really kind of loosened up and had a really fun conversation. And so I sneakily hit the little record button, because any good podcaster would, and they didn't realize until a good ways into the episode that I created for you here today that they were being recorded again. Of course, they all agreed to have this bonus content go out as well, but it's so much fun. They're a little bit more laid back. I think you'll hear it in their demeanor. And they've got so many great things that they kept saying, oh, I forgot to say this in the episode. Well, guess what? We're releasing all of those things for you today. It's really fun. I hope you really enjoy it. We've actually tacked on all of the things they talk about today to yesterday's show notes. So you can head to boldturquoise.com/161 to find all of these links along with all of yesterday's links. And we've got a really amazing Amazon flower therapy list. So you can go to boldturquoise.com/flower therapy. You can go to either FLOUR therapy or FLOWER therapy. There's two different lists there where you can get all these amazing ideas for what you might need for sourdough or creating a garden this year. Or we've even got, you know, like cute flowery nail polish and coloring books and all kinds of different things that are centered around flowers. And then we've got this bread one as well. So you can find those lists by going to boldturquoise.com/flower therapy. Either one, either spelling will take you to the different lists. You know, you get it. All right, without further ado, let's get on with this bonus episode of Flower Therapy with Shell Bruzis, Katie Duckett, and Becca Lux. Okay, so I got to regroup because you guys are throwing so much at me and I'm like, amazing. And okay, first of all, I want to come back to what Katie said about having Scott get her flowers for a year for Christmas.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because we come in this society, like I hear women all the time, like, don't get me flowers. I don't need flowers. Flowers just die. And so I feel like we're really going against something. Like we're making people have to kind of reevaluate that this is a good thing to do again. And
which is exactly where I wanted to reference my article. That's what I wanted to start talking about, the beholding as a holy practice, like that forces you to stop and to appreciate and to see God as, to see beauty as something that God has given to us as hospitality, to see how he set the world this way for us, that it's necessary, it's not indulgent, it's not useless, that it has purpose.
Yeah. And that it's okay to value beauty. Like, it's okay that it's going to die. It's still worth spending our money on.
Yeah.
Well, yes, there's necessary. That Trader Joe's rule. You cannot leave Trader Joe's without buying flowers. I think it's just a rule. And yeah, it doesn't matter what your grocery budget is. You can afford some $5 flowers. That's my rule.
You want to hear my rule?
Okay.
You got to buy two bouquets, one for yourself and one to give away.
I was just going to say that. I always get several because, it's always like, why not give it to someone on your way over? Yep.
We talked about that on our last podcast, I think.
I went to the South Hill Trader Joe's on Monday to pick something up. I had to drop something off at Amy's house and I just stopped in. There were no flowers. The entire flower section thing was gone. There were a couple of plants, but there were no flowers. And I literally teared up. Like, how could this have happened? This is wrong. I don't even know what to do with myself. I just felt like the world was ending.
But I think that's a good sign. I think that meant that people were turning to that they knew they needed beauty, that it just kind of thwarted you because you're used to getting it.
Yes. And did you hear they were
spin on it?
Did you hear they were giving them out in the sample? They couldn't do samples.
Yes.
That's so sweet.
Well, I felt this way kind of about supplements too. Like I went into Super Supplements and people who you knew normally did not take supplements were in there. It's like the same thing is happening with flowers. People who aren't normally buying flowers have started buying flowers. And it's like we're starting to have our priorities realigned like the things that actually matter and you're willing to spend money on because they do good things for your soul or your body or whatever. You know, it's interesting to kind of see that happening.
Mm-hmm. And mental health is such a big issue right now in our country and just among everybody. I mean, it's really the biggest thing right now. And this is healing on all, I mean, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, all levels. These ideas of flower therapy, both, you know. So I'm all for this. I want to fight against mental illness in any possible way, shape, or form with beauty, with the presence of God and in that. So
now, Becca, tell me, what again were those books that you were talking about?
One of them was The Plant Messiah, which is about a guy who they kind of nicknamed him the Plant Messiah because he was saving some of the very last plants in the world all over, like all over the world. They're going around and saving and cultivating and propagating them. And there's like a whole group of people doing that. And then there's another one that was some of the science, The Dirt Cure, growing healthy kids with food straight from soil, that kind of talks about some of those science behind some of the things I was talking about.
Okay, that sounds so interesting.
I think that the garden dirt, the fact that, what were you saying, Becca, it releases serotonin?
Yes, well, they do say that it has that mycobacterium something, but it does, they do say it mirrors Prozac. Like it stimulates serotonin and it makes you relax. Because don't you guys think that you feel that, you intrinsically know that? Anyone who gardens will just say it makes you. Yes. And that was a thing this week. I was feeling very down, but I spent like 2 hours cleaning out my garden beds. And it's like, okay, feel better now, you know?
Recentered. Uh-huh. That is so cool. Mm-hmm. When I was writing the article for the sourdough, phytic acid, that's a whole thing that I go into in the article, but once the phytic acid releases the nutrients, what it's doing before that, it's blocking calcium, magnesium, zinc. And what's interesting, I think, about that is that that's what people take. That's what women take. That's what's in your multivitamin. When you start to feel like your hormones are off, or that's mm-hmm. what's in the multivitamin. I just thought that was fascinating that the phytic acid is blocking that. And once you're eating sourdough that you've prepared at home, where the phytic acid has released its nutrients, you're getting a boost of that. Like, it's just so cool that God has already put some of these things into play in our world and our natural environment. And when we take the time to like cultivate a garden and work with your hands, or work in the kitchen and take the time to properly prepare our grains, like those benefits are coming to us naturally. Mm-hmm. It's just so cool.
Yeah. Well, and I love what you were saying about like all the different sourdough starters in different people's homes. Like, they behave so differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We will cultivate different yeasts because there's different bacteria in each of our homes. And Becca, I was telling Mackenzie that, so the starter that I have, it's from the Parisian bakery in San Francisco that went under in 1800s.
Which we still hope to get out to people at some point.
I do. I sure hope to share it. But I had given both of my sisters a start from that. Mm-hmm. And they took it to their homes. And what was fascinating to each of us is that all three of our loaves were so different. Wow. My sister Sarah, who has 5 kids, and at the time she had 4 in diapers at home in a small home, her bread was so much more sour, which is an indication of more bacteria presence, more activity. My sister Annie's bread was way more floury, like kind of it cleaner, purer, like it tasted more floury, less sour. And her home, she has a large home, well ventilated, not as many little kids running around. I thought that was fascinating. Same origin, completely different bacteria.
That is fascinating. Do you think though, too, it's what you need? Because I've also, with this, the Dirt Cure book, they were saying that kids that are exposed to more dirt and more like farm animals and stuff actually help them like have less allergies and asthma, that it can actually, the more mycobacteria, it helps regulate their immune system and protects them against things. So that's so interesting. Cool. So fascinating.
I mean, we're living in a time where we really do have access to a lot of information and microscopes, and we can see things, you know, that they couldn't have hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but we're still like not even tip of the iceberg with what God has put into our world and how he's knit it together for each one of us. Like, it's so cool to think about, if we just take time to develop some habits that slow us down, and we just put that the time and effort into these places, that mm-hmm. it'll benefit our bodies, it'll benefit our children, it'll benefit our home. Yes, and, you know,
yeah. And don't you feel intuitively right now? Yeah, it's doing that with the with baking. I don't know. I just feel like I gravitate naturally to these things that are like nurturing, like the yes. baking and reading with your kids, all those things that are just like mm-hmm. feel good things, you know?
Yes.
I just feel like it's just, they're just compelled to do that naturally. Like we just kind of intuitively know what's right, but we yeah. sometimes when we're so busy, we fight mm-hmm. against it. But I feel like it's so important right now to just lean into the like nurturing and comforting things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And like even things that normally feel overwhelming to me with my kids.
Yeah.
Like I, you know, as much as I'm like a professional voiceover actor, like I hate reading to my kids generally. I know that's terrible, but they're always interrupting me. And, but during this time, like I've actually wanted to more, and maybe it's because they're a little bit older now mm-hmm. too. And so there's not like constant mm-hmm. interruptions like there used to be, but I feel like pressing into that more. And I've even been thinking about that with the sourdough, like I kind of want to show them, and I want to be teaching my kids to cook more. And like Roman's old enough, he can be stepping into the kitchen and learning how to do those things. And he's going to be gone in 5 years. I want him to have an idea of how to cook for himself. And like, this is an opportunity to do that, where normally I kind of feel like, oh, he's hardly ever home. He's always so busy. He's got so mm-hmm. much homework. Like mm-hmm. now he still mm-hmm. has to do his schoolwork and everything, but we're just here. Like we might as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it feels so satisfying. Like when you've curled up with a book and a blanket and a kid, I think you leave that time knowing it was well spent. Like
yeah.
it just does something for your heart. Like that wasn't wasted. That was that quality time that mm-hmm. I'm able to give right now. It just feels good.
Yeah.
Yes. And my rule right now is if we do nothing else for school, we have to read together.
Yeah.
That's my rule. It's just yeah. the read alouds is the main thing.
Yes.
The first thing, the most important thing of the day. And then, you know what, if everything else kind of goes sideways depending on the day, oh well,
yeah.
that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I read this book, The Enchanted Hour, which it did just, it was like such great timing right before this time to like just rekindle that. Yep. Like reading is just doing so many good things. And yeah, I just am echoing Shell. It's so good. Yeah.
Well, it's been really gratifying to me to have like Roman's supposed to be reading this book for school and stuff. And he's like, well, I just really want to read it with you, Mom. And so he's been asking for that, and to have him, he's the one who comes down first thing in the morning and are we going to read our book together that we've been reading? And so that's been really fun too.
And what are you reading?
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. Okay. I feel like this is,
sorry.
No, it's okay. This is going out of the box for us, and I've resisted it for, I don't know, 25 years.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I want to read
good
that
for
with
you.
My kids. I
good
haven't
for
done
you.
It.
Yeah.
So that's it's our awesome. First endeavor into the Harry Potter thing, but I feel good. Like I'm doing it with them. And
fun.
So, yeah, and I'm doing all the different voices, and but it's so funny because they're super critical. And so Roman's like, Mom, you've just done like 3 different voices for Hagrid, pick one.
Oh, like, I love it.
I'm still trying to get a feel for who he is. Like, okay, we were on like chapter 3 or 4 yesterday. I was like, okay, he's Irish. I'm making him Irish. Just go with it. This is what he is from now on. He's like, okay, I'm just glad you finally picked a voice.
Oh, your kids are so lucky. That's so awesome.
That, I know, seriously. So Mackenzie, lucky. When you finish it, you should connect with my sister. You could even have Roman connect with her like online in some Marco
yeah.
Polo or something, because what she did for Jack when he read the Harry Potter's, like, you know, she has her master's in lit, like she knows how to do this, but she's so passionate specifically about the Harry Potter books. Like I did not get the, she pulled out so much depth. I was like in awe. It was really exciting. I thought, I am so glad that I had them read it. Cause it just, there were deep conversations going on about Christian themes and just, mm-hmm. it was really good.
Yeah. Well, it's been interesting just in these first few chapters, like talking about evil and good and like the abusive situation, like Roman really kind of picks up on those things, like how Harry Potter was treated by the family mm-hmm. that he stayed with. And like, he really pinpoints those things in a way that I didn't really expect him to, you know. It's been very interesting, and mm-hmm. it's actually been a very satisfying time together. So I've literally resisted it for ever since it came out and did a
That's because this was the time. This was the perfect time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're doing it. I've reassessed officially everything in my life in the past 2.5 years. That's down awesome. To Harry Potter.
That.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Please talk about the flower crowns.
Well, who started flower crowns? We all have done flower crowns, but I think they've gotten to be such a big thing and it's so fun. It's such an easy thing to do. You can have flowers from your garden or you can just go to Trader Joe's, spend $15 and make several of them. So fun. And it's fun to do with kids. It's fun to go to the park and you just have a piece of from the dollar store, you can buy, what is it? Those 15-inch lengths of metal. You get a ton of them. And I just use those sometimes and put flowers around them and just twist them. And they're fun for kids, fun for adults. And you just feel so pretty wearing them.
We've done them for birthdays. We've done them for showers, baby showers. I mean, Katie's 40th birthday. There's no occasion, honestly.
There's no occasion. I did them on Mother's Day. That was so fun with my girls. Yes. We were just doing them, and then we did a photo shoot, and we went on a hike, and I'm just like, I'm just wearing my flower crown. This is fun. We do them for birthdays.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, and that'd
be free. We do them with dandelions. I mean, any flower you can do them with.
What were you going to say, Katie?
Oh, I was going to say, anytime I can wear flowers, I choose to wear flowers. On Easter, I, the long forgotten tradition of giving an orchid that you pin on. People don't really do that as much anymore, but I make sure I remind Scott about 5 times that week. I'll even call and make the reservation if he wants, but I want an orchid.
I love that.
Well, and I think
Oh, sorry. Our church I was saying did a little Easter competition thing, and we totally did flower crown Easter bun. It was ridiculous to be silly, but we did it, and it was just fun. It's kind of fun to amazing. Do the throwback. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I'm in Anne of Green Gables, or I'm taking a page out of those books that to me it's a childhood thing. I just remember what it felt to be a little girl who had dreams and walked around with flowers in my hair and just it takes me back to that innocent, happy, dreamy place, and I just love it so much.
Me too.
Well, and it's fun for me to see, because I didn't have a lot of flowers in my life growing up. I remember one instance where my mom had gotten a bouquet of roses from my dad, and I was messing with them, something, I don't know, I knocked them over, broke the vase, and she was so upset with me. And I just I never really had flowers other than that, and so I always just thought, when you guys would talk about flower crowns, for kids. And then when I went to Katie's birthday party, it was Anne of Green Gables, there were flowers everywhere, and we made flower crowns for the adults. I was this is amazing. I would have never, ever thought of that.
I love it.
That's funny.
Yes.
That's really funny. Shell, you have some beautiful pictures of your girls in flower crowns.
Yeah.
That day, right? They're stunning.
Lucy. Yes,
I
do.
Yes, so pretty.
We'll have to go back, and I mean, honestly, we have pictures for years and years of beautiful flowers, because that's what we value, so that's what we take pictures of. So we have a lot.
Do you guys have, this is one of my memories growing up, I love, is my mom always had this tiny little vase in her kitchen, and it was literally for the weeds that your kids pick. You know, you always pick a little dandelion, and you're like, here you go, mom, and it's just been fun. I found the tiniest little vase. So I have a little vase on my kitchen windowsill just for my kids for that. And Iris, my goal with the flowers was I have to have enough so that I can have enough to outlast Iris, because she picks flowers every day. Every day since she was 2, she did that. She would just pick flowers and bring them to me. And there's a little part of you that's when they pull up, because they will sometimes pull up things by the roots. Luna thought that my beautiful one of my Icelandic poppies came back, and she's pulled the weed. I'm like, oh no, that was not a weed. But anyway, I love that the kids can pick flowers, and you need a little spot in your house. I feel like every mom needs a little space for the flowers their kids pick.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I have a fantastic poem about that. I'll have to look it up, but I can't, I'm like blanking on it right now, but I always had that posted when the kids were little. It has to do with chubby, grubby fingers.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Do you know the poem I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. I do. It's so great. Yes.
Yeah. Aww. I will find it because it's worth it. But it just adds this charm to, like, they don't have a lot to give us. You know, they don't, they're kids. Mm-hmm. But when they think of us, when they pick something beautiful and they bring it to us, like, it is a treasure beyond.
Yes.
Like, it's their heart, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was Irish as a little girl, and I used to, my mom was so sweet. Her goal was to plant enough flowers because I would always want to pick them and bring them inside. Mm-hmm. I mean, they used to be on the table next to our beds in every room of the house. And I was that little girl. I was Irish. And my mom just went with it. She just kept planting flowers. Mm-hmm. So, I really appreciate that. And to be able to cultivate this in our children, it's really beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As an adult, I found out, I grew up in the East, and we had Queen Anne's lace everywhere. I mean, it was just everywhere, and it was my favorite flower. I would pick bouquets and bouquets of it. And it, as an adult, my dad told me, "It's like, you know, that's a weed." And I was like, "Wait, what? No. It cannot possibly be a weed." He's like, "That's a weed," and he said, like, yeah, just so funny because it was so beautiful to me. It literally looked like lace. It has that tiny little black bulb right in the center. I loved it. And it doesn't grow out here. I've tried to order seeds and they won't come into our zone because it's, I don't know why. I don't know why.
Because it's a weed and it will take over?
I guess so. Yeah, there's rules, I guess. But it makes me sad because that is my childhood. Those Queen Anne lace, big, beautiful flowers. And
well, Katie, when I was doing my flower shopping the other day, I noticed several different ones that Florette's selling for seeds. So go look for
several different Queen Anne's laces?
Yes.
What?
One of them's even this beautiful, huge, purpley brown, gorgeous, like not white. She has white and green and then these ones that are like this coloring that's like this almost mauve. So pretty.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's going to change my entire gardenscape this year.
Yeah.
Chell, I'm just remembering
we'll know
our walk.
Who to point the finger at.
Yeah, if it becomes a weed, it takes over.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Did you guys ever get nervous? There was some article going around about something that was like really terrible and deadly on your fingers. And I'm like, oh, that did look like that filler I got over at that bush by our church. You know, like I worry sometimes. I'm like, I have no, I don't know.
Well, for all the damage we could be doing, we're doing an awful lot of good too. So there's got to be balance there.
Yes.
Miss Rumpius, right? Miss Rumpius.
Yes. Make the world more beautiful. That's something we did not add either. That, oh my goodness, Miss Rumpius is so magical. I feel like. Yes.
Well, it's it's on our Amazon list.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is my like life goals person. Uh-huh. I feel like. Yeah. If I can just be like her, it's like, I have these weird ideas of like a guerrilla gardening. I don't know if you guys have these tendencies. Like I have conspired with a friend. We were talking about planting bulbs in the park and if we could get away, we know that they like use, you know, pesticide and they do things, but we're like, if you planted bulbs around the trees, I don't think they would get at them. And we do have a community garden in our park. So they have planted flowers around the perimeter for people to like, the ones in the perimeter of the fence are like free for the grab. So I love that. But I just love the idea of like scattering seeds. I think it's so fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they do that in the park across from my parents' house. I think someone plants sunflowers every year. I don't think they're supposed to be there. And they
those are the best kind. Those are the rogue bulls.
Contraband.
Yes. They're going to thrive no matter what the rules are. I love those.
Yeah. Look at the rebel comes out in us when we talk about flowers, ladies. I just love this. Like, we're such bad girls, really, deep down.
This is where it is.
Bad girls for loveliness. Changing the name of Cultivating the Lovely.
We should add some car pruners to that list. Like, so everybody can have one in their glove box.
Or
right?
Even, isn't there a car vase? Yep. I think they have one on Amazon.
Yes, I was going to say, I used to have this one that was like a plastic one that was totally flat. So it was really nice. It fit in my glove box, but then it like pops open and then can, but it is a little tippy. So I don't know. I was contemplating if your canning jar is better than the flat plastic because it can just spill and make a mess, but it's just part of it, right?
Yeah. You just have to get it home, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my grandma, this is funny. See, it's in my blood. My grandma brought over from Norway we don't know the name of it. We call it the bra plant because she stuffed it in her bra, this little like plant from Norway. And everyone in our family has one of these. It's this really beautiful plant. But I love that my grandmother, who is also just like, she is like Martha Stewart. She just had to do it. And so she put in her bra, got on the plane, and it survived.
Get out. Is it like medicinal? What was the...
No. It's just beautiful. It's just this really pretty flowering. It's got like red flowers. I've never seen anything like it. If I can... add a picture.
This is amazing.
Isn't that just fun though?
Yes.
Yeah. And I took my thing across the country because this was in Minnesota. I put it in the back of our car and, you know, one of mine died, but there's plenty of them out there so we can get more. So yeah.
Oh, all thanks to grandmother's bra.
Yeah.
You should have brought back some in your bra from Australia when you were there.
Oh, well, let me just tell you, I was reading The Language of Flowers and I made my husband, and I feel like I owe him. We went on a 3-hour bush walk. I'm not even joking you. with these guys who are these flower nerds. And then I came back and I am just going on and on about the male and the female flowers and all these different things. We learned so much, but it was so funny because it was literally, I think it was 3 hours and the people were just going on and everyone was like, it just had made me laugh so much that my husband came with me, but that also half the people, if anyone else was watching this, they would not be that thrilled about this. It just was so funny. And they were like, we have to end the walk. I'm sorry guys, we have to end. And they just wanted to go on, and it was so fun.
I love that.
But yeah, I wanted to bring it back, but Sam was like, Becca, there is a reason for this. And I'm like, okay, I'll be good. So there's this awesome kangaroo paw plant. And I'm like, that's so cool. And that was the big thing of the plant. I was like, oh, I love seeing these calla lilies everywhere. And they're like, those are exotic plants. Those are not native. They should not be there. Someone brought those over. So it was definitely like a shaming, like you were not supposed to have these flowers here. Like, ooh. Well, I think it's great. But yeah, apparently that's a no-no.
You just needed to tell your husband, you don't know my heritage. My grandma's smuggled plants.
Yes, it's just part of it. I know I borrowed that book from Michelle, The Language of Flowers. I don't know, there might be something tucked into the pages of that book. I don't know, it wouldn't surprise me.
That book changed and deepened my whole appreciation of flowers, because to know that they have meaning, to know that you're putting together like a bouquet that actually has significance, I just think that's so cool.
Yes, that story of there's like a special language and they would kind of give like a secret code of a note to each other based on what flower they were
giving.
Like, this means this, and I love that.
Yes. Is this a fiction book?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I've heard you guys talk about it before.
Yeah, it's Vanessa Dedenboff. It's also on our Amazon list, our flower therapy list.
Okay. I love that. So it's got like, I love those kinds of books that are rooted in like real information, but then it's put into a story form.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think after reading that book, I deliberately planted sage in my garden. At this point, I can't even remember what it meant, but I was like, I need to always have sage. Sage needs to be a part of every bouquet. It was like sage and cosmos and something else. I was like, oh, those are foundational to every bouquet.
Well, although I will say I got nervous after reading that book too, though. I was like, what if some of my favorites have a bad meaning? I don't know. I'm like, wait a minute. Do we need to check in the meanings of these when we're giving them out to people? It was like a whole other layer that I didn't even know about. Like,
You don't know what message you're sending. You have to be careful.
I loved to just at the adoption reception that you had, Katie, where it was like all the greens and the eucalyptus and all of that. Mm. What made you want that? Like go that direction.
Shell, talk about that. When you walked in with that giant arm load.
Oh, well, that was what I told you guys about earlier. That was from the tree that I had gotten the bouquet from Trader Joe's, and it rooted and I stuck it in the ground. So I was able to bring these very, like, probably 4 foot long plumes of pussy willows and to Willow. Ash's adoption party. Yes. Yes. And Willow, that was from Trader Joe's. Yeah. I have no idea the meanings behind those. I didn't go that deep with it.
I don't either. I just wanted, because he's a 14-year-old boy, I wanted to fill the room with flowers, but I also was checking my audience. And like, I just don't know that that's right. So I thought eucalyptus, the big round eucalyptus, not the...
not the 90s eucalyptus.
Not that one, but the big one. I thought that was like the right color scheme, and it had like kind of a masculine bent, but it's also greenery. And so I just went with it. And then Shell brought those willows and the pussy willows, and it was just, it was so beautiful. I just loved how it all came together and it had life to it because of all the fresh cut things, but it also wasn't overpoweringly girly. There's definitely ways to do that, to add flowers and life that way without making it sometimes it can just be too much, I guess, for some people. I am not that person, but I think it can be. But I like the subtlety that you can find in just cutting branches or whatever's blooming.
Have you guys been getting all the ads on Instagram for like, they'll send you eucalyptus every 2 weeks to your house and like all those different kinds of, I don't know why they target me.
No.
I kill
them. What?
Yes.
No, I haven't. That sounds amazing.
Well, after talking about this near our phones, we're probably all going to get like 8,000.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. Bring it on. Yeah.
But there, next time I see it, I will tag you guys in it because it's a company that like you, it's a subscription service and you sign up for it and they send you eucalyptus.
That's dangerous. Home Depot and Lowe's are just dangerous in the spring, and it's like the worst combination because my husband loves it. He goes off and buys all the things, and then I'm in the garden center, and you come out hundreds and hundreds of dollars have flown right because of the gardening combined with the home stuff.
Go ahead, Shell.
Oh, I looked up the, like, I wanted to see what sage means, and I looked it up. Oh. And it's so perfect, Katie. It means hospitality, happiness.
That must be why. And I planted some sage. When did that book come out? I mean, it's probably 4 years ago, maybe, that I read it. But the little tiny start of sage I planted, it's not like it's taken over, but it comes back every year, and it's a delight. It's one of the first things that comes up, and it's not something I would think about as filler in a bouquet until reading Language of Flowers. But after that, it has texture. It has a nice fragrance.
Yes.
It adds a lot to a bouquet. Ooh, so
it's going on my list.
I'm gonna plant some. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So are you talking about the silver dollar eucalyptus? Is that the right one? Like,
probably. It's like kind of the more airy. It's not the like, they're bigger coin. Yeah, yes. Right? It's kind of more floppy and flowy. And those also make really pretty bases for flower crowns or ivy. If you don't have metal, I love doing just ivy or eucalyptus as your base and then adding things in. So good.
Man, I can't wait to make flower crowns with you guys. Like, yeah, I just can't wait till we have flowers growing I can't wait.
Well, I'm excited between our clubs to see like where these things will go and like what events we can kind of have. Like, we've never actually had a get together with Cultivating the Lovely. And I know there aren't a ton of like local people, but even if there were a few people who could actually come for some sort of like bringing together, if we could like try each other's sourdough, like bread and see the differences and like how much fun would that be? And like to see, like for me, the challenge is I don't have a yard. I mean, I have a yard my kids can play in, but I can't plant things in it. So everything I do is going to have to be in pots and planters and stuff. So I've got a little bit of a different challenge, but I'm still excited to see like what I can do with my back patio space, because like last year I was excited about it. And then we had neighbors who made me less excited about it. So we have different neighbors this year. So I'm excited to kind of like fill out that space and make it be like a little sanctuary for us outside.
Oh, we need to talk because my brother lived in California and he had this tiniest little like 8-foot patch of garden, but in his back apartment area, but I loved it. And it was so great too, because the people who owned the apartment used his place to take pictures and stuff and wanted to show people their apartment, because it's like, look at what you can do with this. Like, I mean, he made like a fence out of, you know, like he grew bamboo, different things. Like you could, and I mean, it's California, so obviously it's different growing, but you can do a lot with little planters. And that brings me to another topic that we didn't even, are you obsessive with some of those Netflix shows? There's some gardening shows where they transform people's space, or they like shower them with a surprise with a garden. Have you seen that? The garden makeover stuff for like deserving people?
No.
Oh man. There's so many fun. Well, and they're British too, which is so funny. Like it's so cute. Yeah. It's this like dorky British guy that these women are like so excited to see him show up at their door. But they're like so into gardening. It's so great.
I love it.
It's the best.
That's fun. Yeah.
It's definite flower therapy for sure.
Do you guys have goals for your gardens this year? Like, what are you adding, Shell? What are you going to... Well, you're in a weird spot, aren't you?
Oh, you're moving. I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. I'm putting everything in pots that I want to move with us. Because before I list the house, so it's not dishonest. and I'm actually replacing those empty places with other things that aren't super special to me, but still pretty. So that's what I'm working on over here.
Okay.
What about you? Chris? What are your goals? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna take on dahlias this year. They've been a little bit intimidating.
Oh, I love them. Yes. I love dahlias.
I think I'm ready. Yes. I convinced Scott with all this downtime at home, like to build me a garden bed just for dahlias, which is what I think it's required, like to add it in. I just feel like I'd lose track of the tubers. I don't know that I would do a good job of digging up, dividing and all that. But if they're all concentrated, then I think I'm like ready to take them on. So I am very excited about that.
That's so fun. See, that is my problem. I have gone in waves on that. Like I was all about the gladiolas last year, but I didn't dig them up. The things that you need to dig up and save, but they can be fairly cheap. Like you can buy a lot of them sometimes for like $20 or whatever, but it is cool that you could dig them up and save them. But unfortunately I can be lazy and I don't do that. So then I just have to buy new ones.
I had some gladiola bulbs that, same thing, totally forgot about, but they came back. So those survivors, that's what I'm propagating. If you're a survivor, you are welcome back. And if you don't make it back, we had a good run. Wish you well.
That's right. I know.
Well, and like Katie, Scott can have confidence that if anybody's going to make sure they have all of their research done to go like giving it the best go possible, it's going to be.
Well, I have had some late nights researching dahlias. Like I will say that I am ready.
I'm excited
and I'm ready.
I was wondering, you guys, we could, the garden club, that's next level, but you know, they're the master gardeners and stuff. One of my neighbors is a master gardener and I mean, I want to be friends with him, but it's like I'm working on him, but he doesn't freely give out his information. And he was so funny. He was like, his front yard was like gorgeous. He's like, oh, well, this is nothing. You should see the back. But I was like, oh, and then he was like, not inviting me. He's like, no, it's like awkward. That's my special secret garden. Like, okay. And oh my goodness. It was so funny.
He's pushing you to that rebellious place of like peeking over his fence at night. He's pushing you there.
I know.
He's got like motion sensor lights. Tags Becca out there.
I know. I'm stubborn. I'm going to keep trying. Whatever. Yeah.
But really,
it's just, he's only going to have you arrested if you're carrying slippers and a jar where you're harvesting things.
I think I was taking a picture and I think he joked. He was like, oh, that's going to cost you or whatever, take a picture. I'm like, oh my goodness. But he's so proud of it. It's hilarious. You just know what's going on. He loves it. And you can tell.
That's what threes look like in the gardening world.
Oh, it's
so
like,
true.
I think the garden party idea, that's where like the sourdough and the flowers, yes. like that's the overlap. That's yes. kind of where that could happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because you have to eat. you have to eat if you're going to enjoy looking at flowers and taking people into your garden. You're gonna
yes. have to eat. Becca, how about you? Did you say how like what your goals are for this year of Trader Vendor?
Well, I go in waves on like the adding food thing. I mean, obviously flowers are my priority, but like I do think that I Same. Might, you know, try to do, I usually do tomatoes and I usually do those in just some buckets on the side of my house. I don't have a big yard either. So it is amazing what you can get in a small yard. And I think I have 3 or 4 little, what are they? 10 by 10 foot square bed things. So I'm hoping to get more vegetable garden going, but I also have a thing with the squirrels. The squirrels are crazy. So I am worried about them stealing my stuff, but we'll see. I'm ready for
the part that cracks me up is when you guys first talked about doing like gardens and we talked about like victory gardens and stuff like this crazy time we're in. I totally assumed that you meant food, like vegetables and whatnot. And then Shell only ordered flowers. Oh, okay. It's a whole different kind of victory that we are harvesting.
Yeah.
We can add vegetables. But that's not my area of expertise. No. Someone else will actually
I feel a little called out because that is 100% true. I am focused on the flowers. The tomatoes and this, like that secondary, that's great. If I grow a couple, that's great. I feel really proud of myself. But my priority is the flowers.
Yeah. You guys, I was at Trader Joe's yesterday buying groceries, just so you know. But I might have also filled half my cart with flowers because my 14-year-old is going crazy right now and she wanted to get out and do something. So I made her sit in the car. I went and got our groceries and there were a few flowers left at Trader Joe's. So we did some ding-dong ditching yesterday. And if you guys don't know what that is, it's totally a thing here. We love doing that where you run up to someone's door, you drop something on the porch, and we actually didn't ding-dong ditch anybody. We just let them know once we got back in our car and had driven off. We texted and said, hey, you can ding-dong ditch. So that was super fun yesterday, but yeah, I almost felt embarrassed when I was checking out, but then I didn't because flowers are essential in a lot of ways. Yeah. I was buying groceries, mm-hmm. but since I was there anyway, I grabbed some flowers too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, that was so nice, Shell. Yeah, love it.
Yeah, and yours, your ding-dong ditches are like, you know, a plant that I'm probably going to kill and chocolate bar and like cards and all this loveliness. And then when we ding-dong ditched Shell, it was like cards that only my 7-year-old had made for everyone in the family.
David loved it. David put it by his bed.
Oh. Yeah. She was like, I didn't say I love you because I thought that might be weird, but I told everyone else. So she made cards for the whole family. I'd like dug some chocolate out of the cupboard. Like, oh yeah, these are good. And then threw like a white noise machine. Like that's what I sent to Shell.
Well, because you know how important sleep is over here and how hard it is to come by. So that was huge. Thank you.
Slightly less beautiful, but hopefully practical. Yeah. Oh, you guys. Okay. Well, I told my kids to not come out unless someone was dying or bleeding. And Ellie, I think, gave herself a paper cut, probably on purpose. Come out here. And I already hate my boys. So I'm probably going to have to wrap it up, but yeah. I appreciate you guys coming on here and chatting. It was so much fun.
So much fun. Yeah,
the
really
fun. Conversation was way more fun. I can't wait to play it for everyone. So we should do this again sometime.
We should.
That was so fun.
Okay.
Alright, ladies, thank you so much for listening to this bonus episode. You can go to boldturquoise.com/161 to get the links to everything that we talked about today. And of course, if you want to join any of our flower therapy clubs that we've got going on right now, we've got that $5 special in Patreon. So you can just head over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, get joined at the $5 level, and you will get all the perks up to the loveliest level all through the month of April. So you're going to want to get in there. We are having so much fun. Come and join us. It's an amazing community. Now is the time to get in there and feel bolstered during this time of craziness and have a little bit of extra lovely in your life. All right, that's it for this episode. So until next week, stay at home and be bold and gracious.